The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 13th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
So, Sai Bhagavan, Krishna, Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. We have many times explained the word Bhagavan. Bhagavan means six opulences, riches and vaisajyasya samagrasya bijasya, potency, bijasya jasasya, fame, reputation. Vaisajyasya samagrasya bijasya jasasya sriya, beauty, jnana, knowledge, and vairagya, detachment. When one is full with all these six opulences, he is God. So people try to get the opulences. Everyone is trying by karma, jnana, yoga. But nobody can attain the opulences in full strength. That is not possible. So the simple definition of God is that one who is in full six opulences is God. That has been analyzed by great saintly persons, including Lord Brahma, and it has been decided that all the six opulences can be found in Krishna. Therefore, Brahma's degree is given there in the Brahma Sanghita, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Aham hi Adi Devana, Maharsinam cha Saptaya. So, that Supreme Personality of Krishna is giving us knowledge, the ultimate goal of knowledge, and the living entities, their body, field of activities. In this 13th chapter, they have been very thoroughly described, although Krishna said it is summary, because they cannot be described in full. This body, how many bodies we have changed? Even in this life, we are changing our body. Every one of us, a little body of a child, then little grown-up body of a boy, then youthful body, then this old body, as we are changing body, dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumanam jauvanam jara tatha dehantara prat. Similarly, after giving up this body, I will have to accept another body, and there are 8,400,000 species of forms of body. According to our karma, we have to accept another body, karmana daivanetrena, by superior arrangement. You cannot say that I want this kind of body. God is not your order supplier. You will get, either you ask for it or don't ask for it, according to your karma, you will have a next body, karmana daivan, by this superior arrangement. If you work in this life like God, you get next life a God's body. And if you work in this life as a dog, then you get the next life as a dog. That is not in your hand. Pratidekriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. Gunai, according to your quality, as you will work, and prakriti, nature, will give you a similar body. Otherwise, why do we find so many varieties of body? so many varieties, just like so many varieties of apartment, so many varieties of hotels, so many varieties of apartments. So you are appointed, you are put into an apartment or hotel according to the returns of your payment. That is karma. So you cannot say everything is also equal. That is nonsense. They cannot be equal. Because we are working under three qualities: goodness, passion, and ignorance. If we work, field of activities, this body is field of activities. Nobody can work similarly because they have got field of activities different. My body is different, your body is different, you are acting according to your body. The hog is acting according to his body, the dog is acting according to his body, the president of some country is acting according to his body. So we should have brain to understand that why there are different personalities and different activities, because there are different qualities. So to organize human society, these qualities should be taken into consideration. We should divide. Just like in our body, we have got four departments. This head department, the arm department, the belly department, and the leg department. Everyone is working according to the departmental function. The brain is working differently. The office or the direction, the brain is giving the direction, then my hand is moving, my leg is moving. There must be a directory department. In office also, there are board of directors, then secretaries, then clerks, then menials, then servants, then chaprasi. So even in your body, this arrangement is there. How can we avoid? If you simply say that let there be all heads, that cannot be. Or let there be simply legs, that cannot be. There must be the heads, the legs, the hands, the belly. Similarly, the whole society should be divided into that way. And they should work cooperatively. The central part, just like this head, leg, hands, they are working cooperatively for the benefit of this body, whole body. Actually, for the benefit of this belly. Because we are all working now for eating. Without eating, we cannot live. Then eating after sleeping, then mating, then defending. First there must be arrangement for eating. So, practically the stomach is the king of in this bodily arrangement, the stomach. There is a story, Udarendriyana, in the Hitopadesa, written by Vishnu Sharma. There was strike. All the hands, legs, eyes, they observed strike that this belly, the stomach is eating only and we are working. So we shall not work. We shall not work. Stop working. Just like nowadays striking goes on. So they stopped working. And after a few days all of them became weak, because they are not feeding the stomach. Then they arrange another conference, why you are becoming weak? Then the fault was found out that because we are not giving to eat to the stomach. So all then agreed, well, let the stomach eat and let us work. So this is the nature's arrangement. The stomach will simply eat and the hands and legs and eyes, they must work. Similarly, the central point is Krishna, God. God must simply eat. You must work. We are all part and parcel of Mamai Vamsajiyuguta. Just like part and parcel of my body. They must work. And the stomach shall eat. So this Krishna consciousness movement is there. That Krishna is the central stomach. And you all work for Krishna. You are also benefited. Just like here is Krishna, we are all working for Krishna whole day and night. But you are not starving. You are not starving. You are getting Krishna's prasad, nice food stuff. So this cooperation should be, if you supply food to the stomach, the energy will be distributed to the hands, legs, fingers, eyes. And if you do not supply food, you cannot say that the fingers, if they capture a nice sweetmeat and even non-cooperate, no, I shall not give to the stomach, I shall eat. He cannot eat, the fingers cannot eat. It must give to the stomach and take the prasadam energy, then the fingers and eyes and will work. So we must serve. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the last instruction is that you surrender to me. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam braja. So if we surrender to God, and if we serve God, because we are part and parcel, then we shall be happy. The energy will come from the central. That's like the energy is coming from the heart. Because this is practical, medically and scientifically. The energy is coming. As soon as the heart fails, everything stops. And the energy is there because Īśvara sarva-bhūtānām riddheṣe arjuna tiṣṭhati. Riddheṣe. It is there. The Īśvara, the Supreme Lord, as Paramātmā, is situated within your heart. Now we find out if you have got means to see. But the situation is given, described in the Śāstra. Therefore, yogis, they try to find out God within the heart. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa paśyanti yam yogi. Yogi, those are yogis, transcendentalists. They are trying to observe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhyanavastita, by meditation. That is real meditation. To focus the mind, to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. But who can see? That is also described in the Śāstra. Premānjana churita bhakti vilocanena santa sadaiva ridayesu. Again, ridayesu. Ridayesu. Premānjana churita bhakti vilocanena santa, santa, saintly person. Being developed in Krishna consciousness, in love of Krishna. Premānjana. And smearing the eyes with the ointment of love of Krishna. We can see Krishna, God, with these eyes. When it is anointed with the particular medicine which is called love of God. Premānjana churita bhakti vilocanena santa. Not ordinary man, santa. Advanced saintly persons. Santa sadaiva paśyanti. Where they see ridayesu in their own heart. Santa ridayesu paśyanti. Jam shyama sundaram. Achinta gunasvarupam govindamadi purusam tamam. Jam shyama sundaram. Krishna's another name is shyama sundaram. He is blackish, but very beautiful. Generally, we don't like to see blackish people. But Krishna is so nice. Although he is blackish, he is kandappa koti kamaniya. Barahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam. These are described in the Vedic literature. Although he is blackish, he is more beautiful than millions and millions of cupids. Kandappa koti kamaniya. So Krishna is so beautiful. That is his godliness. Because beauty is also, we don't worship nirakar. Beautiful, the most beautiful. The most beautiful. Krishna is the most beautiful. Radharani is the most beautiful. Couple. Young couple. Our object of worship will see how nice Radharani, how nice Krishna. Beauty. Yes, where from? The beauty worship has come in this material world. Unless there is beauty in the original form, Krishna and Radharani. God cannot be nirākha. Otherwise, why this beauty worship has come? It is said. Janmādhasya jataha, the Vedānta Sutra says, whatever you see within this world, there is origin. It is only reflection. It is only reflection. It's like in the mirror. There is reflection of your beautiful face. and it looks beautiful because the face is beautiful. If the face is ugly, the reflection will be ugly. So everything is there in God. Aham adidhi devan. Another place Krishna says, matta sarvam pravardate. Aham sarvasya prabhava. So Krishna is the origin of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate. Everything emanates from me. That is the answer to the Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, Janmadasya Jata. So the origin is there. The richness is there. The potency is there. The beauty is there. The riches is there. The knowledge is there. And the detachment is there. Just see, here, in this material world, it is all created by God. But how much He is detached? He does not live within this material world. He lives in His own abode, in the spiritual world. He has no attachment, although He has created. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatavidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina masthani sarva bhutani naham teshu avasthit. Krishna says, maya tatamidam sarvam. Whatever you see, that is my expansion of energy. Just like the energy, sun is there in a localized place. And the energy, sun sign, is distributed all over the universe. But you cannot say, because I am in touch with the sun sign, therefore I am in touch with the sun. You are simultaneously, you are in touch with the sun, at the same time not touching the sun. Just like at the present moment, at night, we are not in touch with the sun. It is darkness. So, when we are not in touch with God, when we forget Him. And as soon as we understand that everything is the energy of the Supreme Lord, then immediately become in touch. That can be done. Prema anjana charita bhakti vilochane santas sadaiva hridayesu vilokane. Therefore Krishna says, iti chetraṁ tathā jñānaṁ geyaṁ chūktaṁ samāsata. My dear Arjuna, now I have explained to you in summary, not in detail. What is this body? Who is the knower of the body, proprietor of the body? Chitraga. And what is knowledge? And what is the object of knowledge? These things I have explained to you. So, Krishna is explaining everything. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. You can become fully in knowledge if you read Bhagavad Gita carefully. But you must have the qualification. If you are a rascal nonsense, you cannot understand. This is plain thing. Rascals and nonsense cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. That is the first condition. When Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna, he said, bhaktosi sakhacheti rasam jitam uttamam. My dear Arjuna, I am speaking to you this mystery of Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken long, long ago to the sun god, but now it is lost, because the parampara is lost. Disciplic succession is lost. Therefore, I am again speaking to you the same truth, so that from you people will understand what is Bhagavad Gita. So why you have selected me, sir? I am an ordinary, a military man. I know how to fight. I am not a Vedantist, neither I am a Brahmana. So why you have selected me? Because the spiritual knowledge is meant for the Vedantist, Brahmana, saintly person, and so on, sannyasis. I am neither of them. Why you have selected me? Bhaktosi! Because you are my devotee. This is the qualification. Without becoming devotee, no rascal can understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Again, the same thing is spoken here. Madhubhakta etad vijñāyam. I have explained everything. in summary. But ma, only my devotee can understand, not others. That is also concluded in the 18th chapter. One can understand God or Krishna. Bhaktyamam vijanati javanajaschami tattvam. If you want to understand Krishna or God, then you have to become a devotee. Krishna does not say the jnani, karmi, yogi, they can understand. No. Jnani, what is that jnani? Jnani bahunam janmanamante jnanavanvang pravartate. That is jnana. If you do not understand Krishna, if you do not surrender to Krishna, what is the value of your so-called knowledge? Samaye vahi kevalam. It is simply waste of time. If you do not understand Krishna, you are studying Vedic literature. You are very good student of Veda. That's not right. Have you understood Krishna? No, sir. Then it is useless. Useless waste of time. Because it is said, Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedam. If you actually understand Vedas, then you must understand Krishna. Jnani, I am jnani. What kind of jnani? Simply speculation, waste your time. This is not this, this is not this, this is not this. Neti, neti, vichar. This is going to waste now. Kevala bodhalabdhaya, that is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaktim mudupasate vibhu. Klishanti je kevala bodhalabdhaya. Kevala bodhalabdhaya, simply to understand. And you can take any insignificant thing, and if you want to speculate upon it, we can write volumes of books. But what is the use of such knowledge? Simply waste of time. But if by knowledge you come to the point of bhakti, how to surrender to Krishna, then your knowledge is perfect. Therefore, Krishna says that this knowledge to surrender unto me, how to surrender to Krishna, comes after many, many births. Bahunam janmanam onte. We are taking birth one after another, one after another, one after another. So in this way, not ordinary person. Ordinary person says if they have no knowledge, then the next part may be cats, dogs, trees or no, anything else. Those who are in knowledge, uddham gacchanti sattvastva. Knowledge means those who are situated in the quality of goodness. Prakash, everything is clearly understood. That is knowledge. So they, persons who are actually in knowledge, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. Urdham gacchanti sattvastva madhye tishtanti rajasa. If you have no knowledge, simply you are trying to enjoy the senses, as in this material world, everyone is busy. How to enjoy senses? Then you remain here. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. And if you are in darkness, neither you have knowledge, neither you have the capacity to enjoy this world, simply lazy and sleepy, that is the darkness. Then you become animal, trees, and other lower classes of species of life. These three things are going on. Therefore, this knowledge means that to understand the absolute truth, that process is described. Jnanam. Amanittam madam mittam khanti ajavam acharya upasanam bhakti manjabhyavicharini bhakti yogina jasevate adhyatma jnanartham darshanam. Everything is described. Krishna said therefore that iti khetram tatha jnanam. I have described about this body and I have described about the knowledge and the object of knowledge. Everything I have described. But who will understand? That is also described here. Madhavakta etad vigyanam. So that is the qualification. Unless one is devotee, one cannot. So the politicians, they cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. This is simply misuse. The politicians, the scholars, the so-called scholars, they cannot understand. Naham prakasa sarvasya jugumaya samapritam. They cannot understand. You have to become a devotee, madhavakta, devotee of Krishna, not cat, desha bhakta. Rather, I am desha bhakta. I am a bhakta of my wife. I am bhakta of my country. No, no, you cannot answer. You get out. Madhava bhakta, Krishna bhakta. It is clearly said. How these rascals try to explain Bhagavad Gita without becoming Krishna bhakta? It is clearly stated. You have to become Krishna bhakta. If you actually understand, if you want to understand Krishna, God, then you have to become. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. We are making propaganda to teach people how to become Krishna bhakta. And then he can understand Krishna. And then as soon as he understands Krishna, he is liberated. Janma karma medibham jo janati tattat. Krishna has already explained. If you simply understand Krishna in truth, takta deham punarjanmanayati. He, after giving up this body, he does not come to this material world to accept another miserable body. Then what does he go? Madhati. Takta deham punarjanmanayati mameti. He comes to me. He comes to me. Madhava. Here it is also the same thing. Explain. Madhbhakta itad vijnaya. Madhava upapaddhati. Madhava, my nature. What is that nature? Satchidananda vigraha. Ishara paramakrishna satchidananda vigraha. He has got a body which is eternal, sat, and chit, full of knowledge. Sat, chit, and ananda, full of blissfulness. So, we are also searching after, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are also trying to become eternal. We are making scientific improvement, how to live long. Nobody wants to die. That is also described previously. Janma mutta jarabhyadi dukkha dusana. Actually, we are making struggle, hard struggle, just to conquer over this miserable condition of life. Janma mittu jara vyadhi. But that is not possible. Janma mittu jara vyadhi, you can conquer when you get the same nature as of Krishna. Madhubhava upapaddhati. If you are able to acquire that nature, satchidananda vigraha, then how it is possible? That is madhubhaktya. Madhubhakta etad vijnaya. These three things. What is this body? Who is the owner of this body? What is knowledge? What is the object of knowledge? If we understand these three things, then we can get, revive our original position. We are also Satchidananda. But at the present moment, our vigraha, our body is different. This is subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. This we have to conquer. This is the problem. I don't want to die. Why death is enforced upon me? That these rascals, they have no brain. That I don't want to die. How I can escape death? Just like we are trying to escape disease. I don't want to be diseased. As soon as we become diseased, we go to a doctor, we take medical help, say, cure my disease, cure my disease. Then why don't you go to a doctor who can give you relief from death? But they have no brain. The educational system is so rascaled up that there is no brain all over the world. There is no institution where people are being taught how to conquer over death. There is no such institution. Only this Krishna consciousness movement is there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.